From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Sans Abri, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Across tectonic plates that move and shift when the earth quakes, and the fault line below us grows, and I don't want it to shake me up. I want to shake it up. You know I want to shake it up so it won't shake me up. To shake me up. Rock and roll down to the floor, down to the center of our cores. We're shaking from the seismic waves, and I don't want him to shake me up. I want to shake it up. You know I want to shake it up so it won't shake me up. To shake me up.
Red Barn Radio was brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
One and all, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to our 15th season kickoff month of programming with our 518th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Sans Abri. They are a duo out of Atlanta, Georgia. Josh Irwin plays guitar and sings, and usually supported by his musical partner, Michael Painter. Tonight, joining Josh is Troy Harris, the band's newest addition. Troy has added great low end and backbone to the sound with his upright bass. We're glad to have these guys here with us tonight. Please welcome to the Red Barn stage, Sans Abri.
Thank God you've kept 102 symphonies, museums, masterpieces have all the brush strokes they'll ever need. But there's one extra breath to gospel truth. There's no one else I'll ever need with me except for you. There's nothing that I'd wanna change, even all my past mistakes and all my psychoanalytic plans and dreams I've had of never never lands. I've never felt the need to add another note to symphonies, museums, masterpieces have all the brush strokes they'll ever need. But there's one extra breath to gospel truth. There's no one else I'll ever need with me except for you. I could never just refuse anything you'd ask me to do. 'Cause even when my tin roof rusted, didn't leave me broken, busted. I've never felt the need to add another note to symphonies, museums, masterpieces. All the brush strokes they'll ever need. But there's one extra breath to gospel truth. There's no one else I'll ever need with me except for you. There's no one else I'll ever need with me except for you. There's no one else I'll ever need with me except for you. Scared of the Lord. You get
gotta tune in to get to heaven, or you're swept away by Satan's storm. But I don't think that anybody knows the preacher tampered with the radar. So now any way the wind blows, it sounds a loud false alarm, 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 alarm. Tampered with the radar. Preacher tampered with the radar. Preacher tampered with the radar.
Thank you. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Red Barn Radio, and this evening we have guests in from Atlanta, Georgia, and what a great thing it is that you all were able to make the trip to Lexington. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
As the story goes, you all, or Josh, at least you, were part of a bluegrassy band.
Packway Handle Band.
Packway Handle Band. That you had some other material that you were developing sort of back in 2011, not necessarily material that you envisioned Packway playing. And so you formed sort of another ensemble. Am I telling the story properly?
Yeah, that's the gist of it. There were some of the songs that Michael had written and some songs that I had written that maybe one we had tried with a few of the guys in Packway, or we had tried it all together, and it wasn't really kind of jiving as well with all five of us. And it actually worked really well with two of us. Just as it's a different dynamic playing with just one other person, or and just having one other person to like kind of keep the beat with. It was an interesting way to arrange some songs and, you know, flesh out some ideas.
So what's the config of players in the bluegrass band?
Fiddle, banjo, mandolin, guitar, and upright bass. We'll throw in a Telecaster just to have fun with that sometimes. We have the cajon with us tonight, but we also use that. And I think we kind of bastardize it, because we don't sit on it and play it proper the way you're supposed to sit on this thing. It's like, it looks like a box if you've never seen one, and you just slap the front of it. Well, we turn it around and treat it like a kick drum for a, you know, like in a standard kit. Over time, Michael Mandel player has added a snare to it, added a cymbal or two, and added a couple toms. And so it's more or less full on drum kit that we call the rattle trap, which I don't really know where that started, but it did.
Let me sing you a song about Vegas Town and poor old Howard Hughes. Locked up there in his hotel suite, still trying to find his shoes. He's got so much to lose, poor old Howard Hughes and all of his blues. Well, the nurses and the chauffeurs all stand around inside, then lock the doors and wait on him, whatever's on his mind. He's got so much to do, poor old Howard Hughes and all of his blues. But if he didn't have a nickel and he didn't have a dime, he could do it every damn well please, and he'd do it all the time. Success is just a mess of overdue news for poor old Howard Hughes and all of his blues. Always in the papers and he's always in the news, but no one knows who's Hughes or who's and even what's the truth. And he's got so much to lose, poor old Howard Hughes and all of his blues. Well, way down yonder on the Vegas Strip where the regular people pass, someone said he's not doing well and I fear he's fading fast. That was an unofficial source to the news for poor old Howard Hughes and all of his blues. But if you didn't have a nickel and you didn't have a dime, he could do it every damn well please, and he'd do it all the time. Success is just a mess of overdue news for poor old Howard Hughes and all of his blues. Well, Marty made a movie, but you know it was awful long, and I don't have all that much time, so I thought I'd write this song. I gotta get me in a few licks too on poor old Howard Hughes and all of his blues. And if you didn't have a nickel and you didn't
didn't have a dime. He could do it every damn well, please, and he do it all the time. Success is just a mess of overdue news for poor old Howard Hughes and all of his blues. For poor old Howard Hughes and all of his blues.
Thank you.
How did a Atlanta, Georgia guy be introduced to bluegrass music?
Well, my dad had always had a guitar around, and through the 70s and everything, he played in some folk bands and would play in a few little rock bands, but in that folk trio that he was in, they hit the road for a little bit. This is like 73, maybe through 74 or 5 or something. And but he'd always had a good time doing that. He played electric bass with a pick, and Troy is really... Yeah, shakes his head about that. It's just not the way to do it. But he was Mick the bass picker. He had that embroidered on his Western shirt. But beyond that, he'd always played guitar growing up his whole life. And so acoustic guitar, of course, the easiest thing to pick up and play around with. And when I was a little kid, he was always playing it. And it was just a lot of fun. And that ended up being a lot of the music that I ended up liking and gravitating to through, you know, college. And Michael Painter and Tom Baker were these guys that I'd grown up with. We played all kinds of music together, and we created the Backway Handle Band.
So what about before you gravitated to that music? What about during your sort of middle and high school years? What kind of music were you into?
That's a good question, because I think some people kind of get to that point in their life, and it doesn't ever change. And so I think, you know, I think Journey and REO Speedwagon, those people really destroy and do really well. I started to like Led Zeppelin, I think, was the very first CD that I ever bought. Led Zeppelin II, and then like Jimi Hendrix and Neil Young and all that sort of stuff. And we would get together, and everyone had taken some form of guitar lessons or something. I took some drum kit lessons, and so it was really fun to have all the instruments over at my house in the basement and have friends over, and that was kind of what we did. We'd just be really loud and play, you know, whatever crappy versions of cover songs we kind of knew, and made up whatever other really weird loud things that we could.
Doctor tried to crush me in the birth canal. He didn't want to let me out. Now sometimes I wonder if he knew something I don't. Because with you so far away, I can't keep up with this pace. The water's rising and I'm sinking like a stone. And it winds me up. It winds me up. It winds me up. It winds me up. And you're the only one who can unwind me. Spent too much time in places I can't name. Never to be the same. Now I spend my days just walking a narrow line. Because with you so far away, I begin to buckle under the weight. But I know I'll be trampled if I fall behind. And it winds me up. It winds me up. It winds me up. It winds me up. And you're the only one who can unwind me. And the devil's at my heels trying to break my stride. And the angels already turn me away from the sky. So I'm stuck in between trying to find my place. Trying to find something worthwhile under all of the waves. It winds me up. It winds me up. And it winds me up.
winds me up. And it winds me up. And it winds me up. And you're the only one who can unwind me.
Is the Packway Bluegrass Band, Packway Handle, Bluegrass Band, unique in Atlanta, or is there kind of a thriving bluegrass scene in that city?
I think we're fairly unique, honestly. One of the things that kind of sets us apart is that funny drum kit contraption I was telling you about. But beyond that, I think some of the songwriting, over the years, this band, we started in 2003 and we made it a business in 2006 and we've still been together. So over time, same individuals sort of evolve and the songwriting kind of changes a little bit, slightly matches your personalities a little bit more. So I think some of the identity comes across with a lot of the people that do come see us again and again. But there's not too much of a bluegrass scene in Atlanta. And we formed in Athens, just about 75 miles northeast of Atlanta. And there was a scene when we'd started, just kind of playing around informally. And that slowly kind of dissipated. It kind of had a little resurgence, but there's maybe a handful of bluegrass bands and even a smaller amount of like old time bands up there.
Huh. I've always been interested in visiting Athens. I've never made it there, but you know, just Athens, what a monster, you know, city that is as far as the big time musical acts that it's produced. Mm-hmm. How does that keep happening? I think people think of REM and B-52s, but since then there are Drive-By Truckers.
The Wigs are still running around. Of Montreal is around, out of there. A band that we play with often is Cicada Rhythm. They're out of there. They're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing well.
What do you mean you play with Cicada Rhythm?
We've played a couple shows together. They've come and supported us at Nashville show, I think. And Sons of Bria has done a few shows with them. We did a Knoxville to Asheville, and then we played something in Atlanta together as like co-bills. So we've got a history with those folks. Troy. I'll call you Trey.
Hey, Trey.
Yeah. Long car ride. he goes way back with him also.
Did you ever think that you might exist as a specimen for a scientist, to see if you could figure out how the world keeps spinning around? Birds wouldn't mind if they never found how the sky stays above the ground. They're happy with air beneath their wings, flying above all earthly things. Did you ever think that you might exist as a specimen for a scientist, to see if you could figure out how the world keeps spinning around? The trees will never want to know how long it takes for them to grow, or someone will cut them down. As long as sunlight keeps coming around. Did you ever think that you might exist as a specimen for a scientist, to
see if you could figure out how the world keeps spinning around. We all care about what will come, what will be left undone. I made my own hypothesis. The scientist should be dismissed. Ooh, 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 ooh. Did you ever think that you might exist as a specimen for a scientist to see if you could figure out how the world keeps spinning around?
Thank you. So this song was written by a buddy of mine, and I took it and unpersonalized it. This was his breakup song, and I didn't break up with the girl, he did. So it was about his breakup, so I tried to make it a little bit more universal. But he did lose his dog to his lady, and then they moved to China, actually, from Georgia.
Way. When I woke up today, you were long gone. No warning at all. Falling back to a stranger's arms. Look, you might never wake up from the dream where you're floating.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Sans Abri, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Sans Abri after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.